WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg. Providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Welcome back to Thiel Gymnasium. About to raise the flag, Bo Merritt. Some football action out of him. He's played some basketball in the past. And we'll have the playing of a national anthem, starting lineups, and the tip-off from Thiel Gymnasium. Let's go down to the public address table.
His academic honors, academic all-conference of football, and recently he received an appointment to and will attend the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Ladies and gentlemen, Bo Merritt.
Starting lineups for tonight's Galesburg Geneseo game. We'll start with the Maple Leafs. He'll get that on.
I don't know.
Okay, he didn't turn it on. I know it's a tough one. Let's do it. Geneseo Maple Leafs with a 10-7 record under head coach Dave Martin, his second year at the point guard position. Devin DePauw, a 5'9" senior, averaging 2.4 points per game. The shooting guard, Blake Krogert. Good shooter, 6'1" junior, three-point threat, 7.3 points per game. At the small forward position, 6'3" senior Mike Ashpole, a 7.1 per game scoring average. John Staub in the power forward spot, 6'5" senior, averaging 3.3 points per ball game. And their center is 6'3" junior Connor Johnson, not a big scoring threat, just 2.1 points per game. Their leading scorer comes off the bench tonight, Andrew Denny at 9.3 a game. And they've got a couple other guys who can score a little bit for them, averaging 42.5 on offense and on defense, 42.7 a game. Four of the streaks, a familiar lineup. Three guards, Dalton Davis, 6 foot junior, averaging 8.8 points per game. Ryan McElmurray, a 5'11 junior, averaging 6.3. And Brandon Thompson, a 6 foot junior, averaging 10.7. Two forwards, 6'6 junior, Chad Thompson at 7.7 a game. And 6'5" senior, Victor Davis, 18 points per game. Mike Reynolds in his second year, 26-23 overall, 15-8 this season. Streaks 59 offensively, and giving up 49.1 on defense. As both teams come out, Geneseo, the old green tops with the white trim. Always think of the green. They got the green in the gym there. Everything's green and white. And their press area is not a lot of fun.
No, and we were talking with some folks, and Geneseo has a commercial station, plus their student radio station, plus another TV type of media they do. Mm-hmm. And they just got to, when we go up there, of course, we take a lot of media as well. So it's when these two teams get together, the communities are definitely in full support. Geneseo and Galesburg ready to tip it off. And Geneseo with some momentum. They won a couple of games this week, and they're going to be tough.
Connor Johnson, Victor Davis. Tip is up in the air. Galesburg gets it right into the hands of Dalton Davis. He's picked up at midcourt by Devin DePau. Not a big scorer, not a big kid, but he's their point guard. Dalton Davis right wing, looking for Victor down low. He tried to get it to him, diving on the floor, knocking the ball out of bounds. Blake Krogert on the right baseline. It stays with the Streaks. Good hustle by Geneseo there.
Sure was. He knew he wanted to deny the ball to Victor, and we'll probably see that a lot tonight.
Victor Davis bounces it into Chad Thompson. Top to Brandon Thompson. To Victor, high post. Puts it on the floor. Gets it over to Ryan McElmurray on the left wing. Holds it above his head. And it's Geneseo coming out right now in a man-to-man defense. Up top with it now, Victor Davis. Over on the left wing to Dalton Davis. Fires up top to McElmurray. McElmurray puts one bounce on the floor to Victor. Right elbow. He's sizing up his man. Puts it on the floor. Tries to power his way to the goal. Shot up off the glass. Good. He did it. He got it over the defender there, John Staub. Victor Davis, Galesburg's first bucket.
Well, if that happens very often, Geneseo will abandon the man-to-man.
No doubt about it. He'll go to his own. Most likely a 2-3. Staub with it now. Up top, Krogert on to DePau on the right wing, puts it on the floor. You're not sure where he's going with the ball, moving more toward midcourt. Now the left elbow with it, putting it on the floor. Staub up top, Krogert. He's going to fire a fadeaway three, missed that one badly. And the rebound off the floor, taken by Geneseo. Staub, and they'll get another crack at it. Krogert up top, hands it off to Ashpole with the basketball now. 6'3" senior, lean player, but very long. Has it on the right baseline. He can score a little bit. Crossover dribble goes toward the middle. Fadeaway jumper over Victor is short. Rebound on the floor taken by Ryan McElmurray. So a couple of cracks at it by Geneseo. They couldn't come away with a basket. 2-0 streak, 6:15 to go first quarter.
Good defense. We forced two fadeaway shots. If you can get the other team doing those, you're going to have a good night.
Victor Davis on the right baseline working against one of their big players down there. Connor Jackson, their center, up top to Dalton Davis. Between the leg dribble on Krogert. Kicks it out. Brandon Thompson. Like to see him pick up his game tonight. He had a rough shooting night last night. Dalton Davis to the goal and a foul on the floor. He made up his mind on the left side of the lane. He was going to the hole and he got fouled on the floor.
Nice job by Dalton. As soon as I saw the man-to-man, a little opening on the left, you knew he'd try and force his way in. He's very good at that. Quincy would not let him do that last night. Geneseo and this man, though, he might have some opportunities.
Victor Davis, nice play on the left block as he went up over two guys this time, caught it and scored. He's got all Galesburg's points. 4-0, 5:45 to go first quarter. You're right. How long will they stay with a man-to-man defense? They cannot match up with him right now. Ashpole, free throw line jumper after a fake pass. He swished it through. First bucket of the game for Geneseo, 4-2 streaks. Ashpole coming in at 7.1 per game. Thompson. Chad Thompson with the ball over on the right wing to Dalton Davis. He'll dribble it out right in front of the Geneseo bench. Now passes top of the key to Brandon Thompson. 5:15 to go first quarter. 4-2 Galesburg. Geneseo 10-7. Galesburg 15-8. McElmurray hands it off to Brandon Thompson. Top of the key. Dribbles over toward the right side to Victor Davis up top. Victor's been the offense so far. He's guarded by Jackson, their center. Mike Reynolds stomps his foot. Wants him to get into their offensive set. So they call another play. BT, three up top on the way. Good! He got that one to roll down.
His shot's a little flat this weekend. It didn't get many last night, and that one rolled all around the inside of the rim before it fell down. Hopefully that'll get him going.
Loose ball on the baseline, left side, as quickly Tremaine Carson up off the bench for Chad Thompson. Carson making an early appearance at the 4:46 mark of the first quarter. Ball was tipped out of bounds. Geneseo gets it back. And they're looking to get the basketball inbounds. And way up in the backcourt, stolen away by McElmurray. Lazy pass, McElmurray took it to Dalton Davis. Down low, gathers, shoots, he's fouled, he'll shoot two. Good awareness defensively by Ryan McElmurray.
And a good decision by Dalton Davis. He was thinking about passing the thing across the lane to Tremaine Carson, who was filling the other side. But if Dalton lets that ball go, it probably gets picked off. So he decided, well, I'm undersized, but I'm going to try and power it up under here. And he got fouled. Two free throws coming.
First by Davis, who's no good. He's 66% from the line. He has fought this battle a lot of the year. He'll go through some good stretches and some other stretches where it's all about rhythm for him. He can hit about 6, 7, 8, 9 in a row. He missed two in a row there. Ball off the floor to DePaul. DePaul, half court. He is trapped and all over him. McElmurray and Tremaine Carson. I think Carson got a little too aggressive there. Instead, it's, or is it McElmurray?
McElmurray.
Yep. McElmurray's first, Galesburg's first.
That's kind of good if you're a guard to test the waters on that, see how much slapping and reaching the official let you get away with out high. And Joe Thompson said, nah, I think that's a little
not
much.
Not that much.
Whistled him up.
Krogert behind the back dribble. Gets around Brandon Thompson for a moment down the baseline. Nice feed inside. Ashpole couldn't finish, though. Victor Davis the rebound. That was a beautiful angle and shot. He just couldn't get it to go. Baseline, McElmurray is bumped. As he tried to dish off a pass, DePaul picked it up. That's his second. So their point guard in foul trouble. They'll have to get somewhat off the bench. Dave Martin kind of standing there with his hands on his hips. Yep. Definitely a foul.
Ashpole on the other end makes that shot against anybody else, but he felt Victor Davis in the neighborhood, and he short-armed that thing and crammed it off the rim.
Here's Victor, a three right baseline. Ooh, airballed it. Tremaine Carson, ooh, I thought it went off of him last. Instead, he said either it was Connor Jackson or John Staub in the neighborhood. They bring in off the bench Sam Hamer, a 6'2" senior, averages 6 a game. Out goes the point guard, so they get a little bigger with this lineup. Dalton Davis up top, streaks a 7-2 lead, 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Working against Ashpole, kicks it out on the left wing to McElmurray. Yeah. He just traveled, absolutely, took a step, then drove toward the middle, and that's Galesburg's first turnover.
Well, I hate those unforced errors that
I do, too. And they kill you.
Yeah, Ryan, he's been doing that. He did that a few times at Quincy last night, too. You like his quickness, but got to get that ball on the floor first.
All kinds of pressure here in the backcourt. As Geneseo does a nice job of breaking it. They go to score off it, in fact, with a two-on-two. And Ashpole tried to get a pass down on the right block to Jax Johnson, and it was kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Maple Leafs.
I like Galesburg using some pressure early here. Even though we're up five, I think it's an opportunity for us to do some good things. You got Victor back there. Even if they're a two-on-one, he's a force they have to reckon with. So I like this pressure on a make.
Krogert with the basketball, dribbling over toward the left side, lobs it inside. Ashpole, nothing there, up top. They swing it around. Staub, right side. Hamer, who just checked into the game, buries a three on the right wing. So they get a bucket. 7-5 streaks off the Geneseo three. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Dalton Davis, top of the key, guarded by Hamer, who just hit that big three. Victor Davis back over to Dalton, left side. He drives to the block area. Jump stop, passes it back up top to McElmurray. Fall away jumper from 16 up top. No, Victor Davis, offensive rebound. Put back, good. He's got six. Galesburg back on top by 4-9-5.
Now there's what Dave Martin, the coach of Geneseo, told us in the pregame. He thinks that's where Davis is dangerous, is off either his own miss or somebody else's.
Geneseo saw Kroger try and drive on the right side. Ball popped loose from behind. It'll stay with the Maple Leafs. Garrett Williams in the ballgame for the Silver Streaks. Out goes Ryan McElmurray. It's Krogert out of bounds underneath the Geneseo basket up top to Staub. He is not a threat to shoot out there. Krogert, however, is on the right wing, and he buried it over Williams, who just checked into the game. Second three by Geneseo, 9-8. Galesburg the lead.
Maple Leafs made themselves comfortable down here at the regional last year, and they're shooting well again early in this one.
Right wing with it, right in front of the Geneseo bench. Brandon Thompson up top. Carson now to Garrett Williams on the left wing. Garrett puts it on the floor, hands it off to Brandon Thompson, top of the key. He is guarded out there by John Staub. Victor Davis up top, Williams. Going to see Chad Thompson check in. Next dead ball. Williams with it on the right wing. Nothing there. Up top to Dalton Davis. 2:19 and counting in this first quarter. 9-8 Galesburg. Geneseo a couple of three balls in the first quarter. It's kept them in this game. Victor Davis up top. He has six of Galesburg's 9 points. Garrett Williams hands off to Brandon Thompson. He's trying to get to the basket on the left side, and they say he traveled. Some contact, but traveling violation called. Second Galesburg turnover.
Yeah, and Brandon really didn't have a handle on the ball as he was going through there and ultimately lost it. I'm not sure he was
trying to create. I don't agree with that call at all. I thought he got bumped.
Yeah, he was trying to create, but there really wasn't a whole lot of room to do anything there. I like the fact that he's wanting to be aggressive, but probably not the best spot to do it.
Staub brings it up. Galesburg offering some half-court trap pressure out to Hamer, or rather Krogert, down low. Gets it to Ashpole. They swing it around on the left side. Now Hamer with it. Staub, top of the key, right wing, Krogert. He's guarded out there by Victor Davis. Somehow there's, I'm guessing, a mismatch with Victor Davis guarding a very short guy and Krogert, who's a two-guard. Victor Davis, a power forward. Krogert going through. They've not switched off of it yet. They're staying with that same alignment. Up top with it, Staub. He almost lost the basketball. Hands it off to another new guy in the ballgame. Andrew Denny is a very good scorer. In fact, he's their leading scorer. He wears jersey number 15. Up top, trying to get a five count. They got it. Dribbling around was Hamer. And it was good pressure applied by Brandon Thompson and Dalton Davis in the neighborhood. Five count, a turnover on Geneseo, their second. Excellent defense.
Yeah, both of these teams play solid defense. And as we talked with Coach Martin at Geneseo, we said, any chance we'll play this in the 40s again? He thought that was a
There's no question. No doubt it will be. Ryan Ricketts going to come in next. Chance with the ball. Victor Davis up top. He's got Krogert on him. He's going to take him to the hole. Foul on the floor. A push. Galesburg picks up, or rather Geneseo picks up its fourth team foul. Krogert picked it up. He has first. His first. Galesburg underneath. McElmurray to bring it in. I like this move to get Victor out for just a moment. You can think back to last night. Ball inbounded to Garrett Williams, although he has been your scoring, so we'll see what happens. Williams fouled as he floated through the middle of the lane. Thought about getting a shot off, so Geneseo about to put Galesburg in shooting mode here very soon. Hey, they make another switch.
Get Victor an extra minute of rest. He doesn't pick up a foul, especially after a hard game last night where he played the outside of the foul trouble the whole second half.
Tad Thompson, turnaround jumper, got it blocked. Out on the right side, but he gets his own rebound back. Now underneath, Ryan Ricketts tried to do something with it. He traveled. Again, another possession where you come away empty. You turn it over the third, and Geneseo down just 9-8, 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. This is how momentum changes, right here.
Yeah. Boy, here's big on big down low. Geneseo's got Anthony Room in there, a 6'1
sure
junior.
Sure does.
And he's built a lot like Ryan Ricketts, not quite that big.
Ball loose up top, jump ball, and it's going to Geneseo. Almost lost it. Yeah, he's a big kid.
Tell you what, you put some shoulder pads and a helmet on them, and you got a couple of linemen having at it down there. Those are big boys.
They list him as 6'1", and I'm going to guess 250 pounds, yeah. Every bit of it, as a junior. Doesn't play very much. So Anthony Room in the game. Geneseo with the ball. Billy Hamer also in. Here's the other Hamer who gets bumped up top. Sam Hamer. Galesburg commits its second team foul. It's on Brandon Thompson. Oh, I take that back. Garrett Williams committed the foul, not Brandon.
Yeah, big time reach by Garrett that time. Got both arms. Got double foul for the money there.
So way out in the backcourt, the inbound, the ball to Krogert. Krogert working on McElmurray, who's really moving the feet and making him work. And he just forced a turnover, a matter of fact.
Great job by Ryan.
The other way, Chad Thompson, three right side. No, he missed that badly. It looked like it was online and then just sailed away. Krogert the rebound, and now in the front court, loose ball. And it trickles into the Galesburg bench. I think it stays with Geneseo, though. Ball was tipped last by Galesburg.
Well, Chad Thompson has to be really set. That time he was moving a little bit forward toward the basket, and that momentum is what carried the shot too hard off the far side of the rim. He doesn't shoot a fadeaway well. He doesn't lean in. He has got to be dead set square, and then he's dangerous.
Just 13 seconds in the quarter. Geneseo can actually take the lead if they can get a bucket here. Room, top of the key. He and Ricketts, that's two slices of beef right there. Jumper for three on the left baseline. No good. Tremaine Carson, the rebound. 1 second, three-quarter court shot. No good. And Galesburg kind of struggles offensively toward the end of the quarter. And they lead 9-8 after one. We're back with the second quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family. by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Hi, this is Brian Barnhart. Listen to Fighting Illini Basketball as Illinois takes on Iowa. We'll bring you all the action starting at 7 o'clock Wednesday night on WGIL.
Well, to begin the second quarter, Brandon Thompson took it toward the basket. Got a shot blocked by Andrew Denny. Get Geneseo with the ball back as we begin the second quarter. 9-8 Galesburg to lead. Geneseo a couple of threes in the first quarter, and that kept them in this game. Galesburg with one. Up top with it. Ashpool, long three on the way. Spun out on him. Ball loose on the floor. McElmurray hits the deck, and it's tipped out of bounds. Unfortunately, stays with the Maple Leafs.
Well, both teams struggling a little bit shooting and not getting a lot of opportunities. Geneseo right now at 3 out of 8 from the field. Galesburg 4 out of 8. As you mentioned, Maple Leafs with those couple of threes. It was a fast-moving first quarter. Not any free, well, a couple of free throws that we missed, but all in all, you expect a fairly fast-moving game. These teams take long possessions right now against the solid defense.
A long jumper put up by Billy Hamer on the right side. No good, but they get another crack at it. Ashpool rebound, put back, no good. And the rebound chased down by Chad Thompson off the floor. Galesburg, it's been a while since they've scored. They need a basket to stop this negative offensive swing that began last night in the second quarter. Down the lane, McElmurray. Chad Thompson, right baseline. Guarded by Hamer out there. Now on the left wing to Ryan McElmurray from Victor Davis. Looks up top for Chad, bounces to Victor. Now he can work on Johnson. Toward the middle, bulls his way, shot up, no good. It was pretty good defense right there by Connor Johnson. He didn't give him much space, and Victor kind of forced that one. And it's Geneseo, the ball again. Another chance to take the lead from Galesburg. 9-8 with 6:30 to go in the first half, and definitely on our way to a 35-40-point ball game. Johnson up top, hands to Denny. His first long shot, no good. Rebound over the back on Geneseo's Hamer. He's going to pick up the foul as he reached over, and that's Billy Hamer, his first.
You know, one thing I've noticed, we're not a great offensive rebounding team anyway, but when Victor Davis has the ball and takes a shot or makes a move, nobody ever goes to the board. Everybody just either stands there and watches or heads up court. Case like that, Victor draws a double team. There's some opportunities to knife in on that weak side and maybe pick up a little garbage, but nobody ever makes that attempt. Everybody just, I think, once Dalton or Victor gets in there, they just kind of clear out for him and watch him do what he does.
Chad down to Victor. He splits two guys. Shot up, no good. Wanted the three-point play, but he split Johnson, who was down there, and also a Hamer, Sam Hamer, who came over to double team. Johnson gets the foul. It is his second of the game. And Victor shoots two, and finally Galesburg at the line. They missed two in the first quarter. Dalton Davis missed it, but we need to get to the line a lot. And they will for the rest of this half. Victor's free throw, no good. They're 0-3 now. You just can't do that on your own floor. Got to get into a rhythm. 63% team free throw shooting. Geneseo just 64%. And Victor trying for point number 7. And trying to give Galesburg a two-point lead. 6:08 to go first half. 9-8 streaks. Victor eyes the rim. Fires away. He missed both. They're 0-4 now. Ashpool the rebound. That's going to come back and haunt you if he doesn't stop. Good defense the other way, though, as Hamer tried to go inside. They basically took the basketball away from him on the right block. Victor with it, left baseline. Skips it across to Dalton Davis. On the right wing, Chad Thompson. Brandon Thompson, who's got a three in this game, hit it in the first quarter, guarded by Ashpool. Victor Davis sets the screen. Brandon puts it on the floor. Got away with a walk as he hopped up top. Dalton Davis, guarded by the other Hamer out there. There's Billy and Sam Hamer for Geneseo. Sam's more of a scorer, Billy more of a defender. Brandon Thompson threw a screen up top, hop pass over on the baseline to Chad Thompson inside. Good job, as I think they got Krogert reaching from behind on a double team on Victor Davis.
Yep.
And Krogert just picked up his second, and Galesburg shoots the rest of the half, 1-1. So time to get the free throw shooting straightened out. 0-4 in this game and a 9-8 lead. Nobody has scored in ages, it seems.
A couple of the Geneseo players are content to let Victor have the ball and then just try and get in his way. Krogert does not want to let him have the ball. He's reaching around every time to try and poke it away.
Victor Davis trying to break this spell. Free throw misses. He does. That breaks a string of about 3.5 minutes without a point. 10-8 streaks.
Streak's ball movement still is not very good here tonight. It's just very slow moving the ball around. And Geneseo's playing good defense, but still, for us to get open shots, we've got to have more crisp passing and find that open man.
Victor missed the second free throw, 1 of 5 from the line. You hope that doesn't come back to haunt you. Hamer up top, Ashpole just behind the free throw line on the right wing to Billy Hamer. Cutting through Zach Krogert, back to Billy Hamer. He bounces it up top, nobody home. They throw it away. Here comes a 3-on-2 for the Streaks. Brandon Thompson to the basket, gets fouled. Ashpole was there to commit the second foul for him. My goodness, Krogert. DePauw, who's out of the game, Connor Jackson, Mike Ashpole, all with two fouls. Brandon Thompson to the line, where he's 77% this year.
I like our guards' aggressiveness when they get an opportunity like that. You see their eyes light up, and they don't pull back. Dalton to Brandon, and if he doesn't get fouled, I'm sure Brandon finishes that off well. So maybe we can get some transition points tonight to kind of loosen this thing up a little bit.
BT made them both. So Galesburg now with a couple of free throws in a row. Andrew Denny back into the ballgame for Geneseo. Krogert's got to take a seat. Or is it Ashpole? Krogert's out there with two fouls. Ashpole's going out.
Pretty good disparity in the foul count. 9 now on
Big
Geneseo
time.
And 2 on Silver Streaks.
A lot of reaching and picking on Geneseo. They're doing a lot of that. Full court pressure by the Streaks. They get the basketball inbounded to Billy Hamer. Hamer toward half court, still not across yet. Hooks it over to Sam Hamer. Now to Blake Kroger, top of the key. Almost loses the ball. Now baseline. He's going to go to the basket. He is charged into Galesburg's Ryan McElmurray. Outstanding defense. And Kroger just picked up his third foul. So he's going to be out of the game. Fifth turnover and a timeout on the floor. Good defense, McElmurray. 4:49 to go first half. 12-8. Galesburg leading Geneseo. We'll be back in a moment as the timeout is taken. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the Western Illinois Nature Group, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by John Murray of Galesburg. Congratulations from WGIL.
Momentum shifts a little bit toward Galesburg as they get a couple of free throws. 3 out of the last 4, in fact. 12-8 lead. They're in the double bonus the rest of the half. 4:49 to go, and Geneseo really battling some foul issues. Kroger now with 3. He comes out of the game. DePaul is back in. He's got 2 fouls. Streaks with the ball. Chad Thompson now to Dalton Davis, top of the key, guarded by DePaul. Over on the right wing, McElmurray with the ball. Hands off to Chad Thompson. He thought about a 3. They left him for just a moment. Now the ball loose. Chad chases it down. Hands it off to Dalton Davis. Points hard to come by in this first half. Just 20 combined and 4:20 to go.
Chad almost launched from the volleyball
line. He sure
did. He hasn't seen many open looks this weekend, and so that was tempting to him, but he decided, well, maybe that is a little too far out. A
lot of dribbling up top by Dalton Davis. Gives it over to Brandon Thompson. Right baseline, Victor Davis sizing up Stobbs.
Oh,
but
yeah,
right
nice,
between him,
nice.
Shot off the glass. That was gorgeous. What a move. 5-0 run by the Streaks, up 14-8, 3:53 to go in the first half. All kinds of trouble. They get it to DePauw across, down to Hamer. Stobb, he gives it to a man cutting. Denny down the lane. Nice feed from Stobb to Denny. Denny's first bucket. He averages 9.3 a game. Slows down that little run by Galesburg, 14-10 Streaks.
First Geneseo field goal of the period.
You're right. Brandon Thompson, left wing. Hands it off to Victor Davis. It's pretty much trying to really, it's like playing chess right now. Where does the matchup? Let's get Victor the ball. They can't match up with him. And it's really getting him in a position and moving him around where he can get the basketball. He's working on Stobb now. Follow away jumper, right baseline. Not a good shot. Air ball. Chad Thompson rebound, put back. No good. Boy, all kinds of banging in there. Denny just took the basketball. So now they come back the other way, and Hamer got fouled. Could have been a travel or a foul, but instead, going as a foul on the streaks. Ryan McElmurray second.
From Chad Thompson that time, we talked earlier how a lot of times when Victor shoots, nobody does anything. Chad crashed that weak side board. He got it, just not enough strength, though, to get it back up and in. Then got tied up, and now he's out of the game again. And
he's frustrated, too.
Yeah, he's been out a couple of times in Coach Reynolds' doghouse for one thing or another here.
He has got to get stronger in the offseason. He has absolutely got to get stronger. He's just too big, and he's going to have to be used inside. Spinning on the left side. Stop. He lost the ball. Victor Davis took it away from him. Geneseo a little sloppy with the basketball. Back the other way. Garrett Williams, who's back in.
Hit it, Dalton.
Fires the three.
Attaboy. Ooh,
missed it. It looked good. Just off the right side of the rim. Kissed the rim barely. Stop the rebound. So both teams really not having it offensively right now. Dribbling across, Powell. DePowell shoots it off the glass, and the 5'9 senior Devin DePowell gets his first bucket of the game. 14-12. They've hit two in a row.
He used the high glass that time.
He sure did. That was nice. Dalton Davis back the other way. Missed one inside. Now he goes to the basket with the left hand. Nice move. He'll shoot two as he got in deep, and I believe greeting him there was Connor Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his third. He and Krogert with three fouls apiece. They're going to foul everybody out. Dalton missed two earlier. Is not scored in the game yet. Like to see him get these two. These will become a premium. He has still not made a free throw. 0-3. And in a game like this, these are absolutely priceless.
Yeah, Mike Reynolds threw his hands out that time.
I don't blame him.
Like,
that's frustrating.
There's nothing you can do as a coach to make that ball go in from the free throw line.
Boy, Geneseo's used a lot of players. Brought another guy in they haven't used yet. Finally got one to go down. First point of the game for Dalton Davis, 15-12, Silver Streaks. What in the world they bring in this time? Jason Johnson. I mean, they are going deep into the bench. A whistle down on the other side and a foul. I think Garrett Williams or Dalton. One
probably
of the
two. Dalton.
It is on Dalton on the right baseline.
That was a tough foul. He just came over to defend, and the guy made the contact with the ball and actually put his arm into Dalton, but Dalton draws a foul. He gets a lot of those because he just works so hard out there. He gets himself a little out of position.
Driving baseline. Nice little pull-up by Sam Hamer on the right baseline. And, boy, they're not going anywhere. He's got five in the game, 15-14. Silver Streaks cannot shake the Maple Leafs.
This game is being played in an NCIC tempo,
no,
which is what Geneseo's conference is. They play a lot of low-scoring, bump-and-grind games, and that's certainly what we've got here in this one.
Williams driving toward the basket, missed a wild shot. Tremaine Carson there, though, for the putback. Nice basket by Carson. He is very good on the offensive glass. One of his assets out there, and he's very athletic. So he's going to fight for you over there. 17-14 streaks, a minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Up top with it. Now they move it on the right side to Hamer, who just scored. Up top to Jason Johnson, a 6'2" senior. Left-handed three on the right wing. Left wing slammed through, and Mike Reynolds just slams his foot to the ground. DePowell hits the three, and we're tied at 17. Did not get out there in time. Victor Davis, right baseline. Inside, Carson back to Victor. Three on the right side. He hits one in front of the Geneseo bench. So they get it back. Victor with a dozen. 20-17, Galesburg. Boy, they needed that. Points hard to come by right now. 47 seconds to go in the first half. Up top with it. Johnson gives it over to Staub. Dribbles down toward the baseline. Picks it up. Hamer, high post, back to Staub, right wing. Now they're going to hold for one, it looks like.
Yep, they've made four in a row from the field here down the stretch in the second quarter. Another three ties the game before halftime, and they'll probably launch one with a couple of seconds left if they can hold on to the ball.
They've made three, and they've not made a bunch this year, so it's not like that's their forte. Nice feed.
Woo!
Johnson and Victor Davis said, get that out of there, as he threw the shot attempt put up.
You saw that
by
one
Hamer
coming,
out of bounds.
You?
Oh, there's no doubt.
You saw him coming over the lane, and you thought if the kid launches that ball, it's going to go back at him, and it went back hard.
He had one of those last night too. By on Zach Forbes, just threw it away. Ball inbounded. Sam Hamer, right baseline, spinning on Carson. Bounce pass. He traveled.
That worked.
He sure did. He faked and then stepped across. Seven turnovers on Geneseo. Chad Thompson back in, maybe for a three. In for Tremaine, who does a really nice job.
Now, the difference between us playing with Geneseo this year and losing to him twice last year is our defense has improved so much.
Definitely. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Victor Davis, right wing. Got Johnson on him. Stutter step to the basket. What's the call?
Traveling.
Traveling. Covered, Mike Reynolds just livid over there.
Covered too much ground that time.
He's trying to do too much. He's still got plenty of time. So Galesburg's turnover. And Geneseo with it. 2 seconds across half court. Hamer, fadeaway three up top. Air ball, and that's the end of the first half. And don't feel real good about things at this point, although you are leading. Galesburg 20, Geneseo 17. Stay tuned for the halftime report. It's brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options, and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25 and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow Seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Dustin Weber with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 337-4516.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report. Brought to you by Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
At the half, boy, all the little cheerleaders out there. What a cool scene. It is a full floor, and I mean camera bulbs popping all over the place. Video cameras along this balcony here. It's really neat. With all the young ladies out there with the cheerleaders and learning how to cheer and continuing the long tradition. So more than just basketball interest. And this gym has a lot of proud parents, grandparents, relatives are up there with a lot of smiles on their face. It's really cool to see. And whoever came up with that idea is a genius, because it is every year it gets a lot of people out to the games, and it keeps interest there as well.
Yeah, it's a good thing for the community, too, to get this many people together, not only for the ball game, but certainly for the encouragement it is to these girls. And I think it gives the little girls an opportunity to perform before a big crowd. And, of course, they look up to the current cheerleaders. And I think it's so neat there, the relationships that develop just within one afternoon in a thing like this. And it really is. It's a great thing, and I'm glad that they do it.
20-17, the score at the half. Galesburg, boy, you just feel like they've been hanging on and not at all have put together any sort of real run and not clicking on all cylinders. Victor Davis has really been the main guy. Free throw shooting has been a bit of a struggle, and there's just been no one else who's been able to step up and give him a whole lot of help. In the first half, Galesburg led 9-8 after one quarter of play. Really, their biggest lead was at 7-2. So a five-point lead there. Geneseo has never led in the game. They did tie it at 17 on a three-point basket by Devin DePauw. But Galesburg's Victor Davis hit a three right back the other next possession to give Galesburg its lead that it has now. 9-8 after one. They outscored Geneseo 11-9 in the second quarter. They lead it 20-17. Let's take a look at those numbers. And they are brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com.
Teams are dead even in shooting. I mean, not even just percentage,
wow.
But both teams are 7 of 16 from the field. Geneseo hitting 4 of their last 5 to kind of up things towards the end of that second quarter. They had been ice cold in the first part of the second quarter. Galesburg with the couple of shots late, including the 3-ball by Victor Davis, which is the difference in the game right now. 20-17. Slight rebounding edge to the Maple Leafs. 10-8 on the glass. I've got them, but a few more turnovers for Geneseo as well. 6-4. Like Galesburg using a little extra pressure. I think that still is a potential point where we can win this ball game if we can force a couple turnovers still and get some transition baskets and not have to work so doggone hard to earn them here in the half court. I thought Ryan McElmurray has done some real nice work defensively. He stripped the ball a couple of times, drew a charge down here as well. And you can look at this two ways, Mike. If I'm Geneseo, I'm pretty happy to only be three points behind with the differential and fouls that they had in that first half. But they come out of the locker room, and they've still got foul problems with two of their key players with three fouls right now. And so that's going to be a problem for them as the game goes along.
Yeah, those players, Blake Krogert and Connor Johnson, both starters. Krogert, their shooting guard, with three. Johnson, their center, essentially at 6'2", or 6'3", with three fouls. Whole bunch of fouls in the first half, but Galesburg, again, not able to really take full advantage. They made just 4 of 9 free throws, 4 of 7 in the second quarter after an 0 of 2 effort in the first quarter. Galesburg, 2 3-point baskets in the first half. Geneseo hit 3, so that's how they're able to kind of hang around. It's not pretty basketball by any means, but they're there. And a couple of guys with 5 points, Devin DePauw all in the second quarter. And Sam Hamer off the bench. 3 points for Blake Krogert out of 3-ball in the first quarter. 2 points apiece for Andrew Denny and Mike Ashpole. 4 of his streaks, it's been Victor Davis. 12 points, but just a couple of rebounds for Davis in the first half, but we'll take those points. 5 for Brandon Thompson, 2 for Tremaine Carson on a really important putback basket. And 1 point on 1 of 4 free throw shooting from Dalton Davis, who typically shoots 66% or has been shooting 66% at the line. We feel he's a much better shooter than that, but tonight he's scuffling at the stripe, just 1 of 4. So Galesburg, a 20-17 lead, 3 3-point baskets by Geneseo, 2 by Galesburg. Everything pretty even, although Geneseo did not attempt a free throw in the first half. So kudos to Galesburg for not getting into foul trouble. The closest that occurred was Ryan McElmurray with 2 fouls. They only had 4 first half fouls, while Geneseo put Galesburg in a double bonus. More to come on the halftime and the second half of a very close game, non-conference affair. Galesburg and Geneseo led by the Streaks 20-17. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. For the rest of today, sunny high around 25, tonight partly cloudy around 12. Sunday, sunny 26. Sunday night, partly cloudy around 14. Monday, cloudy and 31. Monday night, snow likely. Light snow accumulation possible around 20. And Tuesday, cloudy with a 30% chance of snow, high of 28, low 16. Right now it is 26 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg on top of Geneseo at the half, 20-17. The performance on the main floor by all the young ladies working with the cheerleaders. Sixth graders on down. I think sixth graders on down, certainly younger, as they've finished up and they're walking off in a very orderly way, holding hands. That's a great idea. You don't want anybody getting lost in the shuffle. There's a lot of people here, and boy, when they all bolt out toward the hallway, well, that's not a place to be. Hopefully you got back to your seat if you're at the game and you're getting ready for the second half. So extended halftime here. They'll come out and they'll have 3 minutes to warm up, and that'll be all. Jim Lee's down there on the floor. We'll visit with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman momentarily. Oh, congratulations to the Silver Streaks girls basketball team. What a huge win today, and they were on fire. I'm telling you, 90-70, they beat Bloomington. They hit a tied a state record with 23-point baskets made. Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez, six apiece. So there's 12 of the 20. And that was despite 90-70, Streak shooting 12 of 27 from the free throw line. So they could have put 100 points on the board against a Bloomington team that came in with a very good record and part of that Big 12 conference. That's good. So Streaks playing very, very good basketball right now. The Evan Massey's club now 17-10. And we're hoping to see the boys get their 16th win as they finally come out on the floor. Geneseo still in the locker room. And we'll get a word with Steve Cheeseman. Jim Lee down on the floor waiting to pounce, so to speak. No, I won't say that. The interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. And Jim's getting the microphone, that is, from the table. 2017, let's go down to the floor.
Okay, Steve Cheeseman at halftime, a little extended time in the locker room there. How did you utilize that?
You know, just talk about what we need to do, as usual, where we were in the first half. We need to get back into attack mode. I mean, we're a little bit tentative on the offensive end. We're best when we push the ball, then move the ball and attack, drive the gaps. We got to get back to that here. I mean, we're playing pretty good defense. We just need to take care of things on the offensive end a little bit. Get back to where we've been this last 2-3 weeks.
They came out in a man-to-man. Of course, you went right to Victor Davis. He's made them pay a little bit. In fact, I think 12 of our 20 here at halftime, but it's tough to get a clean look from three-point land, isn't it?
It sure is, and Geneseo does a great job. They really they do a good job team defensively-wise. I mean, they sag, they help, they're in good position, they challenge shooters, they play physical. They do a really good job inside. We got to work to do the things we want on the offensive end.
Earlier today, our girls hit 12 of 27 from the free throw line. We may be headed that route here.
Yeah, and we need to pick that up. I mean, we've shot free throws here the last 4 or 5 weeks well. Those are going to be important in a game like this, especially where they are with foul trouble. We're going to go to the basket here. We've got to be able to convert from the free throw line.
And as far as our guards, finally, offensively, I know Dalton's tried to attack a few times. He's a little undersized when he gets in there. Do you tell Brandon and Ryan to do the same thing?
And they've got some people in foul trouble here too, so we need to take advantage of that, and then that creates, you know, some pops and some things like that off of that dribble. So we've got to do that, especially here early, establish things.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
Assistant coach Steve Cheeseman on the floor with Jim Lee talking about the Streaks in the first half. A 20-17 lead over the Maple Leafs of Geneseo. Geneseo have the ball to start the second half. Galesburg out on the floor with the starting five. Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, the two Thompsons, Chad and Brandon, and Ryan McElmurray. Geneseo, Michael Ashpole, Blake Krogert, three fouls he's dealing with, John Staub, Devin DePauw, and one of their other starters out there as well, Connor Johnson. So both teams with their starting fives out there. Geneseo with the ball first, and a bad pass right off the bat. Krogert lined up on the right wing to feed. Ash pulled the ball on the left block and simply misfired. The two were not on the same page. Seven Geneseo turnovers. And Galesburg gets the ball as Geneseo comes out in the zone to start the second half. So the man-to-man, they got into a lot of foul trouble, so now they're going to test Galesburg's ability to shoot the basketball. Dalton Davis with it, left baseline. Out to and back to Dalton. Brandon Thompson had it down to Dalton. He was way short on the three on the left baseline. I wish they'd have moved the ball around on that particular possession. That was just, that was not pretty. Down low, Ashpole gets it out to Johnson. He hands off to DePaul, the point guard. Geneseo, a chance to tie this game. Down 20-17 off the Galesburg miss from three on the baseline by Dalton Davis. Driving toward the middle and kicking out. John Staub left baseline inside. Chad Thompson thought he had a clean block. They call a foul.
They may get Victor here. Let's see what he decides.
Possible away from the ball. No, they're going to get Chad. I don't agree. It said with the body. No way. Huh. No way. Yeah. Clean block. He didn't touch him with the body. Unfortunately, that's not the way they saw it. Staub to the line to shoot two. Saab is a 67% free throw shooter. The first one, he missed badly. So justice is served there.
He even smiled after that. I think
that thing almost stuck up there.
Yeah, he couldn't do anything but laugh. That was so bad. But you know, Geneseo's having trouble too, because that wasn't, I don't think, out of the flow of their offense. He was just trying to make something happen there.
Missed both free throws. Victor Davis skies for the rebound. Galesburg got to get. I won't feel comfortable until we can get an extended lead. That'll There's work. A start. Chad Thompson, three on the right baseline. That's his first points of the game, and they are big. 23-17. Biggest lead of a game, actually, four of his streaks at the 6:55 mark of the third quarter.
And that's the first time he's had his feet really set to launch a three and got the result that he does get many times in that case.
DePaul over McElmurray. McElmurray didn't get there in time. Behind the free throw line, and the lefty stuck the shot. He's got seven. 23-19. He's little, but he's got a nice touch. And back to the zone defense employed by Geneseo. Brandon Thompson attacks back out to Chad. Back to Brandon. They're working on the left side. He's on the left wing. Over to Dalton Davis. Dalton Davis right side to McElmurray. A terrible pass. Just terrible pass. McElmurray can't hang on. Five Galesburg turnovers. Probably the fourth unforced error of the game. And you lose a possession over that in a game where possessions are so valuable.
Because Geneseo, probably as much as any team we've played this year, puts absolutely no pressure on
you. No, none. It's a very soft defense until you try and go inside. Then they'll smother you. Ashbowl on the baseline. Stop inside. He got taken away by Victor Davis. So they give it right back. Dalton Davis on the right side. Up top, Chad Thompson to McElmurray. He's going to shoot a three up top. Why? He missed it badly. He is not a three-point shooter. We saw it last night. He's got four all year. Don't shoot that ball. Give it to someone else. Denny back into the game for Geneseo. Out goes Staub. So Galesburg going to apply some full court pressure. They just lobbed it to Denny in the front court. Boy, that looked awfully easy. Of course, he about threw it away in the back court as he went back to Ashpole. Denny tipped out of bounds by McElmurray. 5:45 to go third quarter. 23-19. Galesburg the lead over Geneseo.
Still trying to get Brandon Thompson into some offense here.
Exactly.
He was so big last weekend in both games. So far this weekend, he has not been able to get much done, but he could erupt at any moment.
Victor Davis jumps the pass, steals it, down low to Brandon Thompson. He could not make the shot, use the backboard. Did not use the backboard, and he missed it. Connor Johnson, the rebound. Great opportunity miss. Steal by McElmurray. Shot up. Good. His defense got Galesburg a basket. He made that all happen himself. 25-19. That makes up for a huge error on the other side. Just Brandon missing a lot of easy shots. Easy for me to say. Down low as they attack. Foul on Chad Thompson. Fortunately for him, Johnson missed the shot going to the basket. They got a two-on-one, and Chad had no choice but to foul, and he missed the ball. If you're going to foul a guy going to the hole, foul him. Don't just tap him. And he picks up his second. 25-19 streaks, 5:11 to go third quarter. Connor Johnson, a 37.5% free throw shooter. Watch him make them both. First one on the way, he didn't. He looked like a 37.5% free throw shooter.
This has not been a clinic on free throw shooting tonight. And
it's been an ugly game.
As we mentioned this afternoon, the Galesburg girls only hit it 12 of 27, but they were on fire for 3 points.
Yeah, I talked about that.
And put up
20 of them.
Points.
Second free throw is good by Johnson. They're one of four from the line. Galesburg, yeah, four of nine.
So, if you make 23-pointers,
those
free throws aren't as important.
Nope.
But in a game like this, every one of them becomes pretty large.
25-20, Galesburg the lead. Victor Davis, give him some space. He's going to work, drive, shot off the glass. Good. He got it up over Johnson, who really has no ability to foul. And they finally attack somebody with foul trouble. Timeout on the floor. Galesburg's biggest lead right now at 27-20. In the third quarter, they'll take the timeout. We'll do it. 4:57 to play in the third quarter. Streaks 27, Geneseo 20. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Freed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Freed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Freed Love Sporting Goods.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go, and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Geneseo does Galesburg a favor. Michael Ashpool trying to drive through some traffic, dribbled it right out of bounds. So they're back in a 1-3-1 zone. And Galesburg right now in its best stretch, 27-20 the lead. If you can get a three ball to fall, go up 10. Now you're feeling pretty good with 4:27 to go in the third quarter. Brandon Thompson down on the right baseline to Dalton Davis. Back to Brandon Thompson. Up top, Ryan McElmurray. Back to Chad, three on the way. He missed that one. He faded on the shot. Did not follow. It tipped out of bounds. It goes to Geneseo. Shada swung it around over on the left side. You can see when Chad fades and doesn't go straight into his shot, he's not going to make it.
Yeah, and I've known guys that shoot better when they're moving a little bit than when they're squared up. But Chad is one that has to be squared up.
Denny, nice catch as he laid it in, and they broke Galesburg's pressure. His second bucket of the game. That was textbook breaking the press, 27-22. So a possible 10-point lead, now just five. 1-3-1 zone. Ryan McElmurray with it. Look to penetrate. That's what they did so well. Brandon Thompson, three on the left baseline with a hand in his face. No good. Connor Johnson, the rebound. I think he forced that one. Right side. They get it up. Denny, top of the key to Kroger, who can shoot the ball himself. We're going to see Garrett Williams come in a moment. I'm betting he's coming in for Brandon Thompson. Up top with it, Hamer. That is Billy Hamer. And they hand it off to Kroger, who moves it back. Denny, now to the hands of Sam Hamer. Hands off to Billy Hamer, back to Sam Hamer. Right wing now with it. They're moving the basketball around, using some screens. Fadeaway jumper, Kroger on the right elbow, no good. Good rebound, Chad Thompson. Now that was a strong rebound.
It's just a strong defensive effort all the way around by Galesburg that trip.
Up top with it is Dalton Davis. I agree, that was sound defense. Brandon Thompson down on the baseline. Chad, they left him alone. Good on the left side. 30-22 streaks. That's where he will kill you. It's when you make him move and run off picks and things like that where he's still got a lot of work to do. Chad, with his second three of the game, has 6 points. Galesburg, an 8-point lead and a turnover up top. The pressure is starting to get to Kroger and some of the other guards as they commit their 11th turnover.
Well, the worst thing for them in that situation is that's a turnover where they're not really even attacking. They're back. They're handling the ball, but they're almost on defense because they're just trying to keep possession of the thing instead of looking up court and trying to make something happen against the pressure.
Well, Chad shot him out of the zone. Now he's going to shoot him with a man-to-man. Another three on the left side. Now he's hot. Galesburg's got a double-digit lead, 33-22, with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And, boy, Galesburg's pressure is causing Geneseo all kinds of trouble.
And McElmurray nearly had another steal there.
He is just playing his tail off defensively. In the backcourt, the ball tipped. Kroger gets it across. And, I mean, they are really stretching Geneseo out. There is a bump called on Chad Thompson on the floor. I thought he had the space. The dribbler's bumping into him. But instead, Thompson picks up his third. But really, the defensive effort, the intensity, has picked up very, very much over the last 3 minutes. Chad Thompson, three straight threes in the quarter, and Galesburg's come to life.
David Martin, the Geneseo coach, I understand, was a pretty doggone good player in his time. I'm sure would like to take off that tie and say, okay, guys, here, give me the ball. Because he's pretty frustrated with what they're doing out there at the guard spot.
Connor Johnson, free throw line shot, missed it, spun out, and an offensive or a loose ball foul is called on Denny of Geneseo. So now they have two team fouls. Galesburg's lead 11 at 33-22 with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Yeah, Martin, not a big guy. He's a little guy. Probably a really good guard. Where is he from, Bettendorf area?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think that's where he played and where he maybe even coached a little bit too. Up top with it is Brandon Thompson. I was wrong. Dalton Davis is the guy who came out of the game for Garrett Williams on the right wing. Up top now, Garrett Williams puts it on the floor. He gets trapped. Victor Davis with it. Skips it across to McElmurray, right wing. McElmurray looking inside. Tremaine Carson also in the game. Trying to post up in there. McElmurray
floats
to the basket for two. Oh, what a stutter step breakdown. Geneseo's got to take a timeout. Galesburg on a roll right now. As, boy, in the quarter here.
Whoever was guarding McElmurray is coming out of the game. David Martin went over there and grabbed somebody and sent him up the scorer's table. He was unhappy with that.
Galesburg a 15-5 advantage in this quarter, and they lead at 35-22. Timeout on the floor. Let's hang on to it. We're just halfway through the timeout, a minute 34 to go in the third quarter, and the Streaks' defensive pressure has really led some extra possessions. The 1-3-1 zone for Geneseo was a mistake. Chad Thompson got hot on the left side, and Galesburg's opened this thing up.
Yeah, we really have. Like you said, our defense has been terrific. We've flustered their ball handling. They can't get in the flow of their offense, and I think it's carried on to the defense because Ryan McElmurray just burned a big time that trip down. And as you said, Thompson with the back-to-back threes. In a game you're playing in the 20 and 30-point range right now, 2 3-pointers in a row is huge. And
oh, yeah.
Stretched our lead to 13. And you've got to think, barring a collapse, we're going to get a victory here tonight, but we've got a ways to go yet.
Minute and a half to go in the third, and boy, oh boy, it's the 1-2, 1-1, and another travel. They are not handling this three-quarter court pressure where Galesburg just runs at them with a trap out of the, it's either a 1-2-2 or a 1-2-1-1. Either way, Geneseo, a miserable third quarter.
That one forced Coach Martin he just went sat down now, folded his arms.
Not much he can do if they're not going to be able to handle that pressure. On the left wing, McElmurray up top, Brandon Thompson inside.
Yes.
What a pass to Carson. Led him beautifully on the right block. Carson extends Galesburg's lead to 15. They're running away.
Yeah, Tremaine, not a natural post player, but he sealed well that time and got himself to the basket.
Down low, they feed to Hamer. Billy Hamer shot, got it to fall on the right box. So Geneseo stops the run, but they've still got a lot of work to do. 37-24, Brandon Thompson top of the key, guarded by DePauw. And Galesburg, it's really their pleasure what they want to do. If they want to hold it, they can. If they want to keep staying with the flow of their offense, they can do that too. Bounce pass down low. Ricketts
Ryan
working on Johnson. Shot short. And the rebound pulled out by Connor Johnson, his fourth of the game. Ryan short-armed the shot as he tried to post him up on the left block. Billy Hamer up top. Staub now on the left side to Ashpole. Nice feed on the opposite side. Garrett Williams got burned as Billy Hamer laid it in, and Garrett was nowhere to be. He was just too late.
Yeah, that's twice in a row. Same spot on the court, and two easy ones for Geneseo.
They get within 37-26. Brandon Thompson, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. He's going to have to get into it here very quickly. Working on DePauw. He got stripped, got it back. They say travel. With 2 seconds on the clock, Galesburg, that was their first turnover of the quarter in what's otherwise been a very good quarter. Johnson goes out. So they've got full length of the court to go. 2 seconds. So Galesburg obviously going to pick him up. Watch along. And the inbound is to Billy Hamer at half court. He just dribbles out the clock. He didn't realize, apparently, or thought he had a little more time than he actually did. But a real good quarter for the Streaks. They open it up, an 11-point cushion, 37-26. Fourth quarter coming up. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean. 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Couple of late hoops on defensive lapses gives Geneseo a little bit of hope going into the fourth quarter instead of what was a 15-point Galesburg lead. It's whittled down to 11, 37-26 going into the fourth. Galesburg outscored him 17-9 in that quarter. Chad Thompson did a lot of the damage, 9 points all on three-point baskets.
Geneseo with six turnovers. Streaks cranking up the defensive pressure. Did a lot of things well in the third quarter. They've got the table set for a victory here. Let's see if we can take it on in.
Up top with it, Chad Thompson back to a man-to-man defense for Geneseo. McElmurray spinning inside. They're going to get him for a travel. He's been doing that a lot lately. And of Galesburg's seven turnovers, he's got three of them.
I like his energy, but
got to stop. Slow down.
And the thing is, that's so hard for, you know, once you get into a pattern like that to change. But he's going to have to.
Geneseo breaks the pressure as Galesburg puts up the trap. And now back in trapping in all corners. Ball inside. They've got a new guy back in the game. They just got away with a walk right there. If McElmurray's is a walk, Staub's play is a walk. Mike Reynolds is furious, and I don't blame him. Staub gets the basket to go down. Be consistent with your call, Stripes. 37-28, 7:19 to go in the game. Victor Davis up top. Driving, he is bumped. Thank you very much. It's only their second foul, though, so it just stops the clock more than anything.
You know, a lot of times when Victor gets bumped, you don't notice it. But when the big boy bumped him there, that Room, he's got some weight. And you saw Victor visibly move to the left.
He did. Anthony Room, 6'1", and every bit of 250. And
another
Williams
push
got it
Room.
To him, and Room leaning on him. Just picked up two real quick. Thank you very much. And Geneseo now with three. I mean, seriously, this guy does not really play basketball. I'm guessing he's in there to take up space. I appreciate his energy, but he is not a basketball player. Victor misses the shot around the former dotted line area, and the rebound goes to Ashpole. And so they get it in the front court. I'm trying to find him on their stat sheet. I don't even see him. I'm not kidding. He just totally caught me off guard. He just put it on the floor. I thought he was going to go for it. He dishes off. Stop. Back to Room. Let's see. Can he put it in? No, he missed that one way short. Short-armed it. And the rebound to Chad Thompson. Let him shoot.
Now I know why he's not on that stat sheet.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to find it yet. So it's McElmurray with the basketball. Room, he had played four games and had not scored a point and had one rebound. So he was going for his first points right there. Long three, Chad up top. In and out it goes. And the rebound, Ashpole, and he is pushing it in a hurry up the front. Down to the left block. Shut up off the glass. That's a tough move, but nobody stopped the ball. That's really inexcusable.
It's one of these games where we're trying to live off about a four-minute flurry in the third quarter.
And not going
to
work.
Up seven. You still like our position, but we've got to execute better on offense.
First 4 points of the quarter belong to Geneseo. They cut the lead that was 15 down to 7. On the left side, Victor Davis working on the much slower a foot Room. Fullback jumper, why? Why would you shoot a 17-footer over a 6'1 kid? You could drive around. I don't understand it. Ashpole the rebound. Galesburg not playing smart basketball right now. Garrett Williams just fouled DePaul from behind trying to get the basketball. He picks up his second. And right now, boy, I'd consider a timeout and get things straightened out. Because right now, that's not smart basketball.
I was thinking the same thing. Coach Reynolds probably realizing we may need timeouts later in this game, unfortunately. When we were up 12 or 13, I thought, well, we won't need any of those down the stretch. But now it's starting to look like that.
Geneseo basketball, DePaul with it. Top the pass goes to another new guy in the game, although he did play in the first half, Jason Johnson. Jumper on the right baseline, count it. And Geneseo's right back in the ball game. Billy Hamer hits a basket. Geneseo a 6-0 run to get within 5, 37-32. Timeout on the floor. And Galesburg's got a lot to talk about. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just... Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by? With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Hi, this is Brian Barnhart. Listen to Fighting Illini Basketball as Illinois takes on Iowa. We'll bring you all the action starting at 7 o'clock Wednesday night on WGIL.
CO has scored the last 10 points. The first six of this quarter, dating back to the last two baskets of the third quarter, and a push underneath. This one on Johnson. Jason Johnson. They have two Johnsons. Connor Johnson, their starting center. Jason Johnson, who comes in off the bench. So that is the fourth team foul on Geneseo, but they have 10 straight points. A 15-point lead for Galesburg, whittled down to five with 5:15 to go in the game. Victor Davis, high post, puts it on the floor, stripped. No call. He got in the air. The ball stripped away, and then they get away with a carry, it looked like, as Jason Johnson came away with the basketball. Galesburg falling apart up top. They'll swing it around on the right wing. It's Hamer inside to Johnson. No look pass down to Staub. Missed a bunny inside. Thank you very much. That was a huge miss.
That was. That hurts if you're Geneseo. They had that right under the basket. A chance to get the lead down to three or four and missed a bunny. And big
what a
break for
beautiful
the Streaks.
Pass that was. Victor Davis right baseline. Here comes the double team. Fires out of it. Down to Dalton Davis. Three left baseline. Good! Nice feed from Chad Thompson. Huge basket. 40-32. That snaps Geneseo's 10-0 run. They call a timeout on the floor. We'll stay with it right here. 4:37 to play in the game. All the momentum going Geneseo's way. Victor Davis goes inside. They strip him of the ball. They come down. And just little stuff like that. A beautiful feed from Johnson to Staub, who missed the bunny underneath. Galesburg comes back, hits a three. All of a sudden, the momentum switches again. That's the beauty of this game.
Well, it was obvious, I think, that we needed something from Dalton and
yes.
from Brandon Thompson. These are two key scorers for us who really haven't got much done this weekend. It's a winnable ball game, and one of those guys has had to step up here. Dalton with a big three from the corner right there. Hope our guards continue to attack. You know, Victor's working hard in there. He's made some real good decisions, some not so good, but he's trying to make something happen in lieu of the fact that nobody else outside of Chad Thompson hitting some threes has really been able to give us much offensively. So I have a hard time blaming Victor because he just seems to be the one that has consistent energy out there. We get some of the guards standing around, and it's just been an awful weekend for Brandon Thompson. I mean, here's a guy that's a bona fide scorer, and he's just in a funk this weekend. He is not able to get anything done.
Nope, a three in the first quarter, two free throws in the second, and that's it. And that three was Galesburg's first points of the quarter, and it took over 3.5 minutes, or right at 3.5 minutes, to get it done. Victor Davis almost took the ball away on the pressure, driving the baseline. Ashpool, fall away jumper on the baseline, no good, tipped out of bounds. Ooh, I thought Johnson tipped it. They say Davis, Victor Davis tipped it out. I could go either way with that. It'll stay with Geneseo. 4:24 to go in the game, 40-32 Streaks. And it is the point guard, Devin DePowell, getting it into Ashpool. Has been very active dribbling the basketball, moving around. I like his ability to move around and dribble and handle it, improve his outside shot. He could play at the next level. He's got it on the left side. Free throw line area now backs it out to the left wing. Victor Davis guarding him. Free throw line area to Staub. Back to Ashpool. Back to Staub. They move it around. Playing a bad pass on the right side. I was going to say they're taking an awful lot of time, and then they just commit a fatal error, an unforced error. As a pass is a bad one on the right side, it goes to the Streaks. Wow.
A bullet right at the kid's head, and he couldn't get his hands up fast
Hammer.
Enough, and it flew out of bounds.
Brandon Thompson with it on the left wing, guarded by DePowell. Up top to Victor Davis, right wing Dalton Davis. Dalton over to McElmurray, and underneath, off the ball, a foul on Victor Davis. Yikes. That's just his first of the game. Now you're going to see a lot of pressure employed yet again. This time it's full court, man-to-man. And they'll trap out of it. Chad Thompson guarding the ball handler. Staub. And a tic-tac reaching foul at mid-court. They call on Brandon Thompson. Boy, oh boy.
Thank Chad.
Or Chad Thompson, you're right. Fourth foul on Chad.
Six.
Well, this Geneseo team, they're not going to quit, and I think they've shown it here tonight. You know, we get a lead, and then I think sometimes we go, okay, that ought to be good enough, and we take a possession or two off, and the next thing you know, here they are again.
Krogert, long jumper right side. It's a two. His foot's on the line. Thank goodness for that. He's got five in the game, 40-34. So they have done some damage in this quarter. Galesburg with just 3 points. Geneseo with four field goals. Up top with it, Victor Davis. He's guarded by Ashpool now. Now you got a slim guy on you. Give it to him. Mm. He overplayed the pass, though, by McElmurray, and they stole it away. I didn't say throw it to them.
Yeah, right.
Back the other way.
Time.
Here is DePauw. But
yes.
McElmurray made up for it. He swiped the ball away from DePauw.
Yes, he did.
And he's a good defensive player.
He went from goat to hero there in about 10 seconds.
He's done that a couple times. On the left side is Dalton Davis. Up top, McElmurray. Man-to-man defense by Geneseo. Bounce pass to Victor Davis on the left baseline.
There's
goes
two.
Around Johnson. 4-2. Will they give him the NBA continuation? I doubt it.
I don't think so.
And they're not going to be shooting either because that's only team foul number five.
It's too bad because as soon as he got that baseline,
oh, he
you knew
blew
he
away.
Was going to score. Probably a wise move by Geneseo to foul.
Connor Johnson and Denny back in. Andrew Denny, 4 points in the game. He's actually their leading scorer on the season. He comes off the bench. They don't have one super scorer, but they have a lot of guys who do a little bit of everything. On the right wing, McElmurray inside to Victor. He's working on Connor Johnson. Took him to the glass. Shot good on the spin. Right block. 3-point opportunity coming up. Johnson picks up foul number four.
Well, this isn't just a case of, well, this is what the Streaks are seeing out there on the court. This is a directive from the bench.
No question.
The last three possessions have been absolutely focused on getting the ball to Victor Davis. There has been no other option on the offense. And
the way it should be right
he
now.
He made him pay right there.
Victor's free throw on the way good. He has 17 points in the game, and that was huge. 43-34. Get some distance. There's no way. At least earlier, Ashpool, although he overplayed the pass, but once Victor sizes him up and works to get to the basket, there's no way. Johnson's done an admirable job. Victor's not gone off on anybody, but it's been timely points. Krogert with it, top of the key, slithering through the lane, running shot, air ball, rebound. McElmurray got some pressure on him. McElmurray feeds Brandon Thompson to the basket. He's fouled, shoot two. Transition defense too slow for Geneseo, and Galesburg now getting some of that momentum back. Chance to go back up by double digits.
Well, normally we've got the right guy at the free throw line.
Yes.
Brandon has struggled this weekend, as we said, but to get him at the free throw line, he's our best bet there most of the time.
2 for 2 tonight. Free throw on the way. Good. 3 for 3. He's nudging 80% on the season. Tonight has 6 points. Does not have a rebound. That's unusual. Second free throw by Brandon Thompson. Good. He was dead eye on both of those. 7 in the game. Back to a double-digit lead, 45-34. 2:05 to go, and that pressure is going to be dialed up as Galesburg wants Geneseo to take as much time as possible. Mike Reynolds got his arms extended. I'm not sure what he was wanting. That wasn't a 10, so I'm not sure what it was. 5-second call probably with a lot of dribbling going on. Yeah, he's holding up a 5. I think that's what he wanted. Johnson with it now, top of the key. Gets Davis in the air for a moment. Dad,
nice
great
strip.
Help by Tremaine Carson.
Woo,
picked
great.
His pocket.
Here we go.
To McElmurray.
Go.
Layup good. Oh, what a pretty play. Oh, Tremaine Carson.
Game 47-34.
You
one.
Got it.
That
absolutely.
Sealed the deal right there. What a terrific play to watch that thing unfold. Carson with a beautiful strip. And then McElmurray going in uncontested from the right side with his speed. You knew nobody would catch him. Finish the layup, and that should finish off Geneseo here tonight.
Whoa. About time. It's been a long time. Got to go back four games. And they've had this the better hand of this series. Yeah, four straight. Back to the 06-07 series. Galesburg's last win in 2005-06. And they're just a pesky team to play. They really are pesky. They keep it low scoring. And it appears with a minute 39 left that Galesburg's going to get over that hump and get their 16th win and finally beat this team from Henry County. Ball is inbounded to Ashpool, who's going to bring it up. Dalton Davis guarding him. And they'll try and again make him take as much time as they can. And when he comes across, they'll jump trap. This time, Tremaine Carson faked the trap. He's on stop at midcourt. Dribbling over is Ashpole. He's going to try and get to the basket. Victor there to help on defense. Great help defense. Ball tipped out of bounds to the streaks. Great job and good officiating to let him go up with the shot and let the two kind of collide a little. It wasn't any, you know, both guys was entitled to the space. Ashpole can come down. Victor was already there, so they didn't let it go. Chad back in, Tremaine Carson out, and he had some very valuable minutes. Last night's bench play, not good. Tonight, very good. Mostly. Brandon Thompson with it. Now to McElmurray, and at some point, Geneseo's going to have to figure out what they want to do. Do they want to foul, or is 11 points too much? Galesburg should be in no hurry. They're in the bonus. Any foul by Geneseo, not shooting, is a 1-1. McElmurray with it right wing. Up top to Dalton Davis, under a minute. Shovel pass over to Chad Thompson. Drives baseline. McElmurray down on the baseline. Brandon Thompson. They were yelling no. He could hear the yell from the bench. No. And get it out of there and run that clock. Exactly what they want to do. Chad Thompson. They're playing keep away. Brandon Thompson, or rather Dalton Davis with the left side. Now Krogert reaches in. 39 seconds. So they let about a minute go before they decided what they were going to do. And seems to me a waste of time. Either do it or don't. And now Dalton Davis at the line for 1-1.
Yeah, you don't want to spend too much time thinking about it, because once you decide to do it and commit to that, like you say, you've given up too much time. And I think if Dalton makes a free throw or two here, they're probably done fouling, because they'll be down 13. Well, 13 now, could be down 15. So this one will tick off fairly quickly if we make some free throws.
Dalton's free throw good.
You know, this is a potential regional matchup.
Because
Geneseo beat Sterling the other night, so they may take the 3 seed. We'd be the 2 up there with Rocky, the 1. So the play-in game is probably Sterling and Dixon.
You're right.
The winner of that one gets Rocky, and it's probably us and Geneseo.
I believe that's how it'll be.
Yeah, at their home court. So this is a big win for the Silver Streaks. It'll be even tougher up there.
Well, there's no question. 49-34, Dalton Davis made them both. 38 seconds to go. Galesburg finally gets over the hump against this team and salvages the weekend. Just playing it out now, up top with it. Room. And a foul. Denny trying to come off a screen. And it's on Geneseo.
I think Room.
Room. Got his third. He hasn't played many minutes, but he certainly got 3 fouls.
He was trying to clear out some room that time.
Yes,
he got called.
So Galesburg now. Dalton Davis brings it up. Geneseo, please don't foul. There's no need with a 15-point lead. This match is the biggest of the game. They're not going to. And Mike Reynolds claps his hands. He realizes they're going to win. He gives everybody on the bench 5. And those 250 cheeseburgers from McDonald's, maybe that was the difference tonight. As Tate stopped at a McDonald's in Quincy. And that's it. Final score, Galesburg 49, Geneseo 34. It certainly wasn't pretty, but a win is a win is a win. Stay tuned for the post game. It's coming up. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models. Large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker. I'm Will Stevenson. Learn about local and state races you'll be helping decide on primary election day Tuesday by listening to our election preview tomorrow at noon on WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. by Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Gary Hager with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7091.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate.
At participating McDonald's.
Exhale and pull back to center.
She said, we're going to shake off a few pounds. But this fat cat didn't get too excited. My person always says that this time of year. But this morning, I had a suspicion this year she means business. I found a feeder where my old eat 'em anytime I want dish once sat. Now I have to reach and stretch, bat my paws at it, and food comes out. Let me tell you, it's kind of fun, and I'm using muscles I never knew I had.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. For the rest of today, sunny high around 25, tonight partly cloudy around 12. Sunday, sunny 26. Sunday night, partly cloudy around 14. Monday, cloudy and 31. Monday night, snow likely. Light snow accumulation possible around 20. And Tuesday, cloudy with a 30% chance of snow. High 28, low 16. Right now it is 26 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show, brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
Oh, a sigh of relief here at Thiel Gymnasium, probably me more than anyone else. It's first time I've seen Galesburg beat Geneseo, and I've been to so many games where I went, why didn't they beat Geneseo? And tonight it was almost one of those games. Galesburg had a 15-point lead, and Geneseo put together a 10-0 run and got within five. And you thought, oh, man, here we go again. But the Streaks put it together and buried this team, held them to four field goals in the last quarter, made their free throws down the stretch, five straight, made 9 of 14 in the game. We'll get to the stats a little bit later on. We'll get to the postgame interview here momentarily as Galesburg wins it 49-34. The post-game interview brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery forever starts here. Mike Reynolds making his way up the stairway. Probably a fairly short post-game chat as Jim Lee will make his way over to chat with head coach Mike Reynolds, and we'll send it that way.
Okay, well, Mike, you blew up in a real tight ball game with a nice run there in the third and then another nice finish in the fourth quarter. And as we said at the outset, Geneseo never makes it easy.
No, I mean, they're well coached. They play hard. They got great kids. They're very similar to us in that, you know, they really try to play their system well. When you let them get comfortable in it, they're really good. And there was good stretches in the game where we didn't allow them to get comfortable. They played a lot of good teams really, really close. And they beat a lot of good teams. You know, I think they got 10 or 11 wins on the year. And they host the regional. They'll be a tough out for sure in March.
couple of things. Obviously, Victor Davis got off to a good start, had 12 of our 20 points at halftime, and then down the stretch, three consecutive possessions. We noticed there was no other option but to go to Victor, and it made it pay off.
Well, I mean, he's a tough matchup for them, and we wanted to force a double team. You know, all that dribbling and all that stuff looks nice out there, and I think, when you drive it to one side and you force a double team, you know, then we got open guys. And then you saw Bucket got a nice drive there, and BT was able to play off the jump stop and kick it one time to Dalton. And it was nice to see us. Finally, we kind of got back into our little groove there at the end.
You used your pressure nicely tonight, too, especially in the second half. Third quarter especially really took Geneseo out of everything they were wanting to do with the pressure. And I think Bucket really helped lead the way. Ryan McElmurray on defense tonight was real nice.
Yeah, Ryan has the ability to do that. And he played awful hard last night and played a lot of minutes. And tonight, he played a lot of minutes again. And he's a competitor. He's a fighter. And I know come next Friday, he's up for the challenge again. He's going to come fight again.
In a game like this, too, that's played as low scoring as this one is, a couple of consecutive three-point shots are huge. And when Chad Thompson gets himself set and square, he's as good as anybody if you don't have him shooting on the run.
Yeah, he was able to get his feet set. We had some nice screens on that special we called. And there's three guys running at him, and he drilled it. And that's a big-time shot. And that just gives you a glimpse of what we think he can become. Obviously he's got to get a little strong. He's really banged up from last night. He took that really nasty spill there at halftime last night, and he's got a pretty bad hip right now, and he was able to gut it out, and we want him to play better like the rest of our guys, but he certainly gutted it out hard tonight.
Last night we thought one of the differences in the Quincy game was Quincy being able to get quite a bit off their bench, and we just really couldn't get a whole lot from our bench. Tonight, Tremaine Carson especially, he did some nice things for you in that second half.
Yeah, he was able to shake free, for a layup, and he was able to get a steal and an offensive rebound, and the other two guys that came off the bench and Garrett Williams and Ryan Ricketts, they came out and played solid, and we had a little meeting with our bench today this morning at shoot around and said, we need you guys to play solid, and we believe in you, and we're not the smartest coaches in the world. Sometimes, we forget to sub guys in the first quarter and things, and we need to do that a little more, but those guys really came to play, and you can see when our bench plays well, it steals Victor a minute, it steals BT and Dalton a minute. We don't need them off the court for 5 or 6 minutes at a time, but, steal them a minute or two here and there, and we're going to be a lot better for it.
Well, we were looking at the regional up there in Geneseo next month. Pretty good chance we're going to see these guys if they're the 3 seed right out of the gate.
Yeah, he seems to think that Dixon might get the 3 seed. Dixon beat them, and Dixon's got 14 or so wins. I don't know. I had a text message in there from our scout, and UT had Dixon down 35 in the fourth quarter. But UT has that ability. They probably weren't very happy from last night's game. And Saturday night games are weird that way. I don't think you can gauge a lot from Saturday night games. But I do know one thing. We thought our guys would play better tonight, and they did. And there's a great crowd here. And I'm sure next week, when we have Coach Gray night in the Pink Eye, there's going to be an even better crowd.
Yeah. All right. Nice to be at home. Good win tonight. We'll talk to you Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's head coach Mike Reynolds as the Streaks beat Geneseo 49-34, 16-8 the record. And Geneseo's two-game winning streak snapped, a four-game winning streak over Galesburg snapped, and they fall to 10-8. More to come on the postgame. The final number is coming up next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What seems to be the problem?
I don't feel so good, Doc. Can you give me something?
Oh, I've got just the thing. Here, pin this on your coat.
You're kidding, right? The WGIL button?
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Or Kohl's Diamond Gallery on Seminary Street in downtown Galesburg.
Pin with caution. Do not use more than one application. May cause you to win up to $500 in cash. May cause feelings of euphoria, joy, and happiness. Report any feelings of excitement to any passersby.
For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back on
on the postgame as Galesburg beats Geneseo 49-34. A lot of roller coaster highs and lows in this game, but it ends up in a high, and that's the good news. And 16 wins, they keep inching closer to the possibility of 20 this year, which would be a really outstanding thing. But I was talking earlier to someone, and I said, you know, you get 20 wins would be nice, but you still got four Western Big Six games to go. You finished 4-6 in the league last year, and if you were to finish that same record this year but win 20 games, how would you feel about the season? And that's kind of the question I posed, because that was what was on my mind after last night. My feeling is you really need to go 5-5 in your conference to make some strides there and win your 20 games, and you could feel good about both those things and beating some teams that you didn't beat last year. You've done that with Moline. Now you've done that with Geneseo. You basically need to do it with United Township.
Or Rock Island.
You're going to get Rocky, but you're going to get your chance next week. Yep. It's going to be a great environment here. It really is, and it's going to be a good opportunity. But, man, they're going to have to play well.
Yep, and that's all you can ask is to be playing well and have them on your home court and give it your best shot. You know, we played them a good game here last year until Chason Randall took the thing over in the fourth quarter. May happen again, but it'll be worth the money to come out and see it next Friday night. And what a big weekend to play at home against Rock Island, and then to head up, load up the bus and head to Chicago the next morning to play a game before noon at the United Center. Hopefully we'll still have a little left in the tank for that one. That's my only concern. I think it's an Eisenhower team we ought to beat, but boy,
it wouldn't shock me to see us lose that.
We're going to be a tired bunch straggling in there at that time.
Well, the postgame numbers brought to you by Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent for auto, life, and home. They're not pretty, but they got it done.
Silver Streak shot to 17 out of 35, so we got up near 50% by the end of this game. Good, strong second half. We were 10 of 19 from the field in the second half. Huh. Plus, our free throw percentage was considerably better as well down the stretch. Geneseo never really did pick up their shooting percentage a whole lot. They finished 15 of 31, so not too far under 50% for the Maple Leafs. They won the Battle of the Wards 20-14. 14 rebounds,
that's about as low
a total as I can remember for a team in a while, but we still were able to dodge it because we forced 15 Geneseo turnovers. So that was the way it pretty well stacked up. Silver Streaks had 10 turnovers for the ball game, and we outscored them 17-9 in that third quarter, and then 12-8 in the fourth to have, by the time it was over, a nice, comfortable 15-point win.
Postgame brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. The individual numbers, Victor Davis leads all scorers with 17 points. He was held in the game to just 4 rebounds. So Victor still got some points, but was kept off the boards fairly well by Geneseo, but again, they play a very different style.
Last Saturday night, he had 4 rebounds in one trip down the court.
Chad Thompson led the way tonight with 5 rebounds. So Chad with 9 points in the ball game. 7 points for Brandon Thompson, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 6 apiece for Dalton Davis and Ryan McElmurray. McElmurray's came in the second half, and every single one of them was big. And 4 points off the bench for Tremaine Carson, 2 rebounds, one of those on a putback. So that's Galesburg's points there at the line tonight, 9 of 14, and they make 6 three-point baskets, 4 of the 6 in the second half. Geneseo just doesn't get to the line. I don't know. I thought they went to the basket a little bit, but maybe they settled for the jumper a little too much. Just 1 of 4 from the free throw line. All those free throws were in the third quarter, and obviously not well. Nobody in double figures. A lot of guys scored. 7 points for Devin DePauw. That was the leader. And just rolling down the list, Blake Krogert with 5. 5 for Sam Hamer. 4 points for Andrew Denny. 1 for Connor Johnson. 4 for Mike Ashpole. 2 for John Staub, and 6 for Billy Hamer. And they made 3 3-point field goals in the game. Galesburg led 9-8 after 1, 20-17 at the half. They outscored Geneseo 17-9 of a third, 37-26 the lead there. And then in the fourth, 12-8 to win the ball game, 49-34. The big run, basically, as we got into the third quarter, Galesburg got a 3 to start the quarter and take the 6-point lead. But in there, they put together a run after Geneseo had scored. So it was at 25-20. Galesburg then scored 13 of the next 15 points to go up by 11 And, again, Geneseo got within five on one occasion after a 10-0 run that went from the end of the third quarter into the fourth quarter. But Galesburg responded with its own run and wins the game 49-34. But Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Boy, it's getting tough the last two nights. We gave it to Ryan McElmurray last night, his solid defensive effort. Again, tonight, there's just no one who jumps out and says they played fantastic. But I will say, without Victor Davis, you don't win this game, plain and simple.
No, you could make the case a couple of options. You could go with
Chad.
McElmurray's defense again tonight, forcing some turnovers. But
true.
Exactly that. Chad Thompson with those back-to-back threes, and three of them, I think, in the stretch there.
That's right.
Short span of time that really helped to break this game open. And, Victor from start to finish. So I guess if we were going for the complete game scenario, I'd go with Victor. If we were going for a span of a couple of minutes, probably go with Chad.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. Three threes in the third quarter, and that's when Galesburg opened the game up with a three-point halftime lead. They outscored Geneseo 17-9 in that frame. Chad Thompson had nine of those 17. Mike Reynolds saying that he's playing banged up right now. He hurt himself at Quincy a little bit. That was a rough-and-tumble game, so he gutted it out in a 9.5-rebound effort. So Chad Thompson, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Take our final break and wrap it up from Thiel Gymnasium next. Galesburg 49, Geneseo 34, the final score. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand-select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever, start here.
WGIL congratulates Joe Herschelman, Ashley McCormick, and Linda Thomas, all of Galesburg, and each winning $20 just by wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
From Thiel Gymnasium as Galesburg ends a four-game losing streak to Geneseo, winning 49-34, moving to 16-8 on the season, and a huge matchup next week. They're all huge. Let's face it, Rock Island coming to town. Benefit for the late Jason Gray, former Galesburg assistant coach, Knoxville native, coached in Knoxville, played in Knoxville. Young son, proceeds benefit his son, and should be a fantastic evening and for obviously a very great cause. And Rock Island in town, the Western Big Six leaders, you got to enjoy the opportunity, the chance to take down the best team in the conference. And that's what's at stake next week as the Streaks will be at home Friday night. And then, the long trip to Chicago to take on Blue Island Eisenhower at the United Center, 11:45 start there. I know they don't even open the gates up for us media folk or anybody else for that matter doing that portion of the game, newspaper, radio, whatever the case may be, until 10:45. So could alter some pregame plans there. We'll see what happens, though, as we get there and get set up and everything. It's been a pretty easy arrangement thus far. But Eisenhower, Team Galesburg beat last year. They'll take them on Saturday at the United Center, 11:45, the start time. And pregame coverage would be sometime around 11:15, 11:20, but we'll get that set up in stone. But Friday night, the big one, Rock Island in town, 7:06. We'll be on the air with that. As it's a sweep today for Galesburg basketball. The girls, a big win, 23-point baskets. They beat Bloomington 90-70 for their 17th win of the season. And then the boys just knocked off Geneseo 49-34, their 16th victory. So a good day for GHS basketball. The program's doing well. The sophomores not so fortunate tonight as they lost to Geneseo. And it was a tough one as they had the lead late and gave up that lead. Final there was Geneseo 47, Galesburg 43. But the varsity, Galesburg a winner by 15, 49-34. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Our thanks to Chaz for studio engineering. Great job as always. Thanks for tuning in both on the internet and on the radio. And that's all we have from here. No more damage from Thiel Gymnasium. We say good night.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.